And that's really true, because if the need is not there, then it's hard for it to stay alive. And it seems like this generation, it's our last chance right now. Up to you.
It's up to us too. Yeah. Are we going to do identity too?
Mm-hmm. We'll also be reading tomorrow. Mm. Maybe you could explain what the identity is. I'm having a hard time trying to know what it is.
Okay. Dabruma Ilakata. An identity. Upona identity ukotigi kamitrung piraktut kisu tilan ilisimoraglugu pitkuplu. Can I use the blackboard? Just use the blackboard for demonstration. There are we have several identities.
Okay.
My own identity. My family identity, whose family I belong to. My religion, the church that I belong to. The political party. The political party that I belong to. Some people are Democrat, some people are Republican. Another identity might be which university I went to, or which high school I went to, or which village I'm from. That's my identity. Other identities are, okay, if I'm bilingual, that's another identity, because I can speak Inupiaq and English. Our group identity here is that we're Inupiaq. Okay?
And we'll adopt them.
And then we're not excluding her, because our group, because we're the majority, our identity is Inupiaq. Some other people from other areas come up here to work with us and teach us, and she's one of them. And we can break down that group identity to village identity. Like some are from Selwick, some are from Notap, some from Kivalina, some from Shungnak, I'm from Kotzebue. Then we can break that down from the village. And then from the village, we break it down to our family identity. I'm from the Greggs and the Williamses and the Wrights. And the other thing. So when you're talking about identity, it's who you are. Who you are. In some instances, you have no choice. Some of your identity is your identity because you were born to it. The family that we were born to. We had no choice. We were Inupiaq. Okay? We were born to Inupiaq people. That lady here, Beverly Groden, she had no choice. She was born to a white family. That's her identity. She can't help it. Okay? Some of these things, we have a choice. Sometimes it doesn't seem like a choice because our parents go to that church and so we go to that church. Some of us, join other churches because that's a choice. And a political thing is also another choice. Sometimes you're a Republican because your parents are, but other times you can join the Independent Party or the Democratic Party, and that's one of the things that that is a choice. Most of the time, this is not a choice because you were born there. But as you get older, you have other choices. You begin to live someplace else. You gain another identity. Okay. Some of them some of our identity, we have no choice. This is what we are. This is what we were born to. Other things, we have a choice. If you want to be bilingual, if you speak just one language, you're monolingual. Okay? But you can change that to bilingualism if you learned another language, whether it's Yiddish or Spanish or French or Russian, because that's something you can learn. That's something you can change. So in this sense, when we're talking about our Inupiaq language and identity, exactly what are we talking about? How does the Inupiaq language tie in with our identity? When we had elders' conferences before on our language, the importance of knowing our language, one of the things they talked about was in the beginning. Even in scripture, when you read the Bible, everybody had the same language, and so they got smart and they started wanting to build this big tower so they could go to heaven without problem. You know, they could just go up and up and up and up and up and up. I guess because it was trying to get to heaven through their own efforts, contrary to what God said were the requirements, then he was displeased and broke the tower down, you know. And at the same time, at that time, all the languages were confounded, languages were changed. Now, we have stories in our own Inupiaq tradition that at that time when our language changed, there were certain people who looked for each other, and people who could understand each other got together, and anybody else who spoke like them and went away together. These people and those people, and I guess at that time our Inupiaq speaking people got together and went their way and left all the other people that they knew, because all of a sudden they spoke other languages too. That's part of our Inupiaq tradition, our Inupiaq knowledge. So we could say from that our language, our Inupiaq language, is just as old as any other languages that we know about. Now, some languages change, even Inupiaq is changing. Some languages change because the more you use them or not use them, it changes. So since we are blessed with a language, and Inupiaq language is our native language, then that knowledge becomes a responsibility on us to know that language and to pass it on to the next generation. Because it's just like a gift from our forefathers to us of that ancient knowledge given to us to pass on to another generation. So I think the question here then is, how we identify our identity and how do we keep our identity? What is our identity? de Mati Uko, Congressit Yorator, Congressit Patigi Yorator, in Mignunli, Pastor Jutin, Yagishi Jutin Tabra on Lakuti, Tabo Poli, Congressit Jagro, Otnamunli on Lakuti, Uba, Dadnali, in your bed, I should put on Lak Ni Manga. I think I'm not preparing for the summer. In your bed, I said, put on that. Who took hold hot the summer at the name at latitude two, and you took passing it to him. The summer who took hold to get met. I think that not a guy you didn't pay yet, Maguna, in your bed, I said, for what did not. They would leave it not. I took a little time now, a couple of days. Monga, who got taken on a glance, ticket man. Who got to the summer, a juice that put. Who got it? Corner in Lugo, I took Lugo. King who left taken on. He listened to the crack again put. In your bed after in your stomach at Dagla, some madamna in your bed after. What had damna? I'll have fruit in it. In Mokato Nagaka, in your Nelikun, Kanuk, and you need a lovely gun in Makato Kanuk, the yellow Rikun. In my heart, the Matkuninga in Mirlu in your bed, I said, put big up to the wool lab technique, it is up technique, the stock cup technique, immediate of good wood. For keep up Malay in your root, the wool lab in my in your law coming, Kitun Rega law coming. Toko ragaluting taana tingun lingit kitum gira lakamin toko luting uwa tikin ratagadi mo atiye uwawot ilisakpun taman na sibulleb tignin at yutali agayutin buwag tignong temani at lanik ukasernik inilayang ni kami. Thank you. don't want to see so much.
I'd like to ask the students, how do you view the other students? How do you think they view their identity? I know they're proud of what village they're from. You can tell that by the basketball game. But are they proud of being Inupiaq, or do they wish they were part white, or do they wish they were white? How do you think they feel? And why do they feel that way?
Don't be bashful. Just blurt it out.
Thank you. say that the people can put the new laptop on the door and lock the laptop on the door, but some of them have made it.
I really appreciate what you said, because I know a lot of young people feel the same way you do. We felt the same way you did. We were going to leave town and we were going to live like them fellas, you know. Leave our money town. But you can travel anywhere. If you make enough money, you can get yourself anywhere. You can travel anywhere in the world. And you can be with many people. And I've lived in Seattle for 15 years. And I know what I'm talking about. In those big cities, sometimes you don't know your next door neighbor because they won't even talk to you. And so you start looking for other Alaskans, no matter where they're from. And you drive miles to see them. And if they're in your bed, you got any sea lions? You got any dried fish? And so you start visiting those people more than these other people who have no interest in you because they don't know you. They don't know your background. They don't know your family and so forth. And pretty soon, as you get older, your values begin to change. You begin to realize that there was something at home after all. The excitement of new places gets old after a while. Seeing new places gets old after a while. And what's missing? They're not loving you back. You begin to learn as you get older that love is not something you find everywhere. But when you come home, your mother still loves you. Your brothers and sisters still love you. Your cousins still love you. Your neighbors still love you. They'll talk to you. Even from other villages, they still love you. Even though they knew you all their life, you know? So your values begin to change. And even though you think in your back is not important right now, I'll tell you about what's her name? Sandy Ehrlich. She didn't get a chance to learn to speak in your back when she was growing up. So when she went to college, she majored in two languages, in English and in your back. Because in learning Inupiaq, it gave her an opportunity to know herself. By that I mean she had to study Inupiaq background. And in studying the Inupiaq background, she began to know herself and why she was the way she was. And at the same time, she began to take pride in being Inupiaq. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being Inupiaq. And so, she's an excellent scholar in school, in college. And she's also a member of Phi Kappa Phi. That's an honorary society, a national honorary society. And you don't apply to join them. They invite you because of your scholastic ability, not only in your mind, but how you relate to other people. And so there's all kinds of things. You have your whole life in front of you. How you feel right now is important to you. But as you get older, you'll add new experiences and new knowledge, which will eventually take you back to your identity. And then you will begin to take pride in it. I went through the same thing.
nowadays it's a little harder.